This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermont is boring. Wait, don't get mad. I'm talking geologically. It's geologically boring. All right, well, that's not quite really focused enough either. Vermont is seismically and geologically stable. And I say boring because there's not been much active geological movement, that recent earthquake in White River Junction notwithstanding, in the last 100 million years or so, which is why it captured so many people's imaginations when word came out that there was a giant volcano rising underneath Vermont's surface. Turns out, that's not quite true. Vadim Levin is a professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at Rutgers University, and he's been studying new data that looks at what's underneath Vermont. He joins me now. Professor Levin, welcome to Vermont Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Not to bury the lead here, but what you and your team have found is that there's a bubble of hot rock rising up underneath us. What is this thing?
Well, actually, the answer to your main question, what is this thing, is a subject of something that I hope to work on further. I can tell you that it is, and it is there.
Science but works, what is it?
Steadily, yeah. But what it is, well, that was the excitement, at least for the scientists like me, that we see something we did not expect. That when you find something you do not anticipate, you feel that you are probably advancing your field of knowledge. The work that I do has to do with interior structure of our planet, and we identified a volume of material that is considerably warmer than the rest of the eastern seaboard, and we're able to show that the material within that volume is moving up, more or less beneath Vermont, New Hampshire, some parts of New York State. It is not going to make a volcano, in spite of your lead there, at least not in the foreseeable human existence. Geologists operate on times that are much longer than typical, so we think of millions of years as short times. This will probably not happen anytime soon. Still, it was exciting to discover something beneath the eastern seaboard of North America that our fundamental theory of how the Earth works didn't quite anticipate, so that was the reason for publishing a paper. It got picked up.
Well, let me stop you there. I mean, this is the interesting part, right, Professor Levin, that you found this hot, and it's not like, you know, volcano, as you said, rising up about to explode, you know, and smash Vermont apart.
No.
It's solid rock.
I'm sure your listeners will like something warm right now, but
yeah.
No.
So, but nonetheless, this is, I guess we could call it geologically warm. This is a warm rock underneath the surface, and you didn't expect it here in Vermont and New Hampshire and parts of New England. Why didn't we expect to have this molten rock underneath our surface?
It's not really molten, although, of course, if we decompressed it, it will be. General theory about how our planet and planets like it works anticipate, you know, the interior being much warmer than the outside, so the heat kind of has to escape. But when we think about the way the planet functions, a place like Vermont is in the middle of a so-called tectonic plate. Plates are supposed to be stable, long-lived objects, especially continents like North America. We don't think of them as having small-scale features, and small being a couple of hundred miles across. Inside or beneath them, there is no particular reason for this to happen, at least not in the theories that we teach our students in introductory classes. So this is where it gets exciting. We, on the first level of first kind of order of understanding what happened with Vermont in the last 200 million years, well, it was part of a major mountain range. We still have remnants of them. We call them Appalachians. And then the ocean opened, the Atlantic Ocean opened, and that was 200 million years ago, and nothing else, really. And so we don't expect things to vary from place to place after, you know, if you just allow a large area of rock to cool. But then we go in with new data. As you mentioned, there is a national project that was conducted by the U.S. government. It's called EarthScope. Some of your listeners probably hosted their instruments. Thank you to them. And we develop better ways to see in the Earth, and it's like pointing a telescope into the Earth. You know, to see the stars, we have Hubble. To see the Earth, we created this grid of receivers that looked inside, and we're able to see details that we couldn't see before. So now we have a better understanding that the interior of our planet varies on a very small scale in a place where it shouldn't. Now, obviously, you ask me what it is. Well, I can tell you it's warmer. I can tell you it's rising. How it got there, that's the exciting part. We don't quite know.
So is that what you and your team are going to be looking at now, how this sort of bubble, this blob of warmer rock got there?
It would be an excellent problem to study, and as hopefully people appreciate, science evolves this way. When you find something unexpected, this is a great thing, because now you have a new question to pose. My colleagues in Yale, Maureen Long and her students, and myself already discussed possible ways to do it. One of the exciting things about this work was that it was largely work by undergraduate students doing their senior thesis. So there were three co-authors on the paper. They were undergrads. And an opportunity to participate in a study like this was very exciting to them. We hope to involve more. We'll probably need more equipment to go into Vermont. It goes to New Hampshire. And hopefully we can actually divine why this is happening in ways less arm-waving than what I'm telling you now.
I mean, the other thing that has yet to be figured out is what will happen eventually. As you said, this is rising, this molten rock, but it's not going to be a volcano that we need to worry about, none of us living today. In fact, something like 50 million years it's going to take before we can figure out whether this actually rises to the surface?
Well, there are two possible options. It is something that's warmer than the surroundings, so obviously it's losing heat. Unless there is a way of providing that extra heat from somewhere deep in the Earth or from the side, that's the part we don't understand, how exactly this thing formed. Of course, the surface of the Earth, even though we think of it as pretty stable, it moves on geological timescales rather rapidly. You know, your fingernails grow about as fast as tectonic plates move, so that's pretty quick. So that bubble may be sitting there, and our plate just moved over it. Alternatively, it may have formed somehow by a process we don't quite yet fathom. We only started to see the interior of our planet on this scale beneath North America thanks to this new data set. There were instruments placed every 50 miles or so. As we study the rest of our planet at similar scale, if we ever get the chance to do this, it would be possible to see two obvious questions. One, is this unique? Can we see it elsewhere? Or is it something very unusual? And the other one is, what's the mechanism? The first question requires just more data collection, more analysis. The second question, more computer models and probably more thinking. So I'm really excited that undergrads were involved in it. They are the ones with better brains and, you know, faster thinking.
Well, Vadim Levin, I appreciate you talking with us about the work that you and these many undergraduates have been doing and people around the country looking at this data, but especially your team analyzing data from the National Science Foundation's EarthScope project and looking at what's underneath Vermont. Thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.